smiling when they ask me how, I just say, you can.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
That all of the things that God made, He called good. And in some cases, He called it very good. But God never called man good. You know why? Because God spoke things into existence, and the spoken word called everything that He spoke into existence good. But man He made, and He never called man good. And now I know why there's some this division with men, because men don't always like other men, because we look different sometimes. Our characteristics are different. Sometimes our skin color is different. Sometimes our religion is different. Sometimes our denomination is different. And therefore there is war in the heart. So when we think about what God is up to, He sent His Son to come and bridge the gap between man who is not good, but is seeking goodness. And our goodness will never come by our merits and our ability. It will never come by trying to live the life, but it comes by being in Christ, who justifies us and make us right. David said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Now David ought to know something about the Lord, because he's a man after God's own heart. But David had some issues. Anybody got any issues? I'll be the first one to tell you that I got some. And any man that a woman that tell you they ain't got none, they lying to you. Because the Lord is simply trying to get us to a higher spiritual level of being honest before Him and honest with our neighbor. Oh, yeah. And when we are honest with our neighbor, the Lord says, now I can deal with you. I can bless you. I can motivate you. I can empower you. I can give you what you need and give you more under what we call the dispensation of grace of the church day. You are living in a prophetic day and a prophetic time. So David said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Can I place an order with you this morning? What is it that you need this day that you're lacking? What is it that you're hungry for? What is it that you've been absent for? Can I place an order and see if we can help you get from where you are to where the Lord desires for you to be? Can I place an order about your health? Can I place an order about your position? Can I place an order about your mind? Can I place an order to get you out of what you are in and get you to another spiritual level where you don't need a special order, but just an order? And the Lord is simply saying, I'm waiting on you to place your order. I'm waiting on you to come out of the world of sin, aggravation, temptation, and seek the powers of the Lord and change the way we act with one another. Can I place an order this morning? For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and every now and then you need to order something. Your finances is all funny because you haven't ordered up, because he said, bring all the tithes unto the storehouse. Can I place an order? Your spirituality will grow stronger when you say, Lord, I need your help. Can I place an order? I said in Bible study that mercy is God's love being given to us. Can I place an order to give you grace, God's unmerited favor, a God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, or God's redemption at Christ's expense? Can I place an order in your life? Can I place an order over your children that are wayward, that don't even know about the church? Can I place an order? Can I place an order that will give you hope even in the midst of sorrow? Can I place an order that will allow you to walk according to his will and his way? Can I place an order? Can I place an order that you will see salutation and jubilation to our Lord, our God, and our King, that we will raise up a generation that will magnify the Lord? Can I place an order for the step of a good man or ordered by the Lord? My brothers and sisters, are we committed to his ways? When we make a step, that step should be sure that he will always be there, guiding us, directing us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Guiding and directing us, empowering us, and motivating us to love our neighbor as thyself. Hey. Because he loves and cares for us so much that he actually takes pleasure in guiding our step. I ain't got to worry about where I'm going because I know where I'm headed. You don't need to worry about where you're going because you ought to know where you're headed. Yeah, yeah. Because the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord. And every now and then we fall. Yeah, we gonna fall because ain't none of us right. Ain't none of us perfect. But all of us are striving for perfection. And I'm reminded of what the scripture said. There it is. Though he fall, anybody falling? Oh, you may not tell me. You may not even tell your wife. You may not even tell your husband. But though you fall, it said he shall not be utterly cast down. The Lord said, even if you mess up, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto me. And the Lord have an expectation that even when you fall, he said, I've got you covered. Even when you trip up, even when you mess up, even when you don't do like you should do, even when you don't want to pray, the Lord said, if I be lifted up, I will do the drawing. And when you take a step towards the Lord says, I will bless you. Anybody need a blessing? We all came out of shotgun houses. We all wore shoes that had holes in it. Can I order something for you? I want to order something for you that is life-changing and life-sustaining. Because when your life is changed, you won't act the way you used to act. Folks don't come around you that used to come around you. People begin to talk about you and they don't even know you. But when your life is changed, when your heart is different, you're completely unique. Because God says, I've ordered your step. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, the children of Israel was on their way to the promised land. And they would come and encounter many obstacles. But the Lord kept them in spite of the way they were. You know, I said, we fall down. And Darrell, I believe it was Donnie McKirkland said, we fall down, but we get up. We is the plural, meaning all of us have fallen down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but then got up. When you fall down, well, the Lord is simply saying, don't stay where you are. Grab onto his coattail of his garment and cling to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask or think. Can I order something for you this morning? We fall down. But God came and sent his son to save us. Just like a mother and a father, when their child fall, they rush over to them, Darrell, and they pick them up, dust them off, clean them up, and then tell them to try it again. When we fall down, the Lord rushes over, pick us up, clean us up, and tell us start over again. Because the Lord ain't giving up on nobody. He came into this world to save everybody from their sin. And he performed the greatest task this world has ever seen. He sent his son to die so that we could live. My brothers and sisters, the psalmist says, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And it has been said that you're in good hands with Allstate. But I say, you're in the best of hands with the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because Allstate can insure you. But before they insure us, you have to pay a deductible. But Jesus can't assure us because he has already paid the price. Allstate can and will cancel you for an accident the first time, but Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Even if you slip and even if you fall, aren't you glad about it? What I love about the Lord is that he won't give up on us. As I close, when we take a step of faith, we walk under the order of the Lord Jesus. We delight in his ways. He knows the direction we're going. The challenges of life may get us down, but they can't hold us down. I'd like the